of the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or Beyond Good Day, actually. Great stories today. If you want to see something other than listening to our highlights, it's kind of cool to see the videos sometimes. Mrs. Clinton is very funny in this video. The cat, the sort of Catwoman eyeglasses that she wears, and the way she tells the story. It is, and I think she looks differently. There's something about the way. Have you noticed that?
Finally, officially, yeah, to swear in our Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, Mike Hammer. Now, we're also here to celebrate the color purple. And, Mike, I was in a real dilemma. I have pantsuits in nearly every color, except purple. And so, I've got to get appropriately attired. As you can see, the entire family is appropriately attired. And thanks to the good work of the PA staff.
She's putting on bling, rings, and necklaces.
And then, of course, the piece de resistance.
The sunglasses.
Okay.
This guy from New Orleans?
Yeah.
So, let me formally welcome.
Funny.
Family. The people in purple. Of course, his wonderful mother, who has come all the way from Madrid.
Right. You have to see it. It's cute, though.
It is cute.
Very cute.
I find her, as I said many times, very appealing, and by the way, reputedly, she's running the best secretariat in the administration and the best Secretary of State for years and years and years. She's very organized.
While she's reading, I do hereby, blah, 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 and he's got his hand up. She's still got the glasses on. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny. And for those who are just the hardcore Clinton haters, other than telling you to get a life, it's just a good story. And that's what we're all about here. Stories on top of stories on top of stories. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer has the first go-round. She's been eager all day to tell us her story.
Well, you know, Dougie, there's a lot of stuff that's serious and terrible in the news that we could talk about.
Dead in the Beverly Hilton over the weekend.
We could talk about that. We could talk about Jerry Sandusky. We could talk about all that. But you know what? Let's talk about the stuff that really matters, and that's bird poop. There's a new study out that actually came from Britain, and it measured what cars most attract bird poop. So, bad news if you have a red car. Do any of you guys have a red car?
My husband does.
I have a red 68 Camaro convertible.
Birds are most apparently most attracted to red cars. 20% of the red vehicles in the study were hit with bird poop. Next up on the list, blue cars, they were in second place. They got 14% of the poop. And then 11% of black cars got hit, while only 7% of white cars, that's what I have, got hit with droppings. The best car color to have is 3% of birds hit the gray silver cars.
Ooh.
And 1% got green. So green is your best color. Gray silver is your next best. And not only was it, this just wasn't done in one neighborhood. This was like a serious 2-day study.
And
across,
who did this study, by the way?
Serious 2-day study across 5 UK cities.
Really?
The big one, yeah. And all the results.
Do they have the same birds?
No, they equaled each other, though. So the results from the seaside communities matched the same results from the inland communities.
You know what it sounds like?
So this is really true. Don't get a red car. You'll get speeding tickets and bird poop.
I think it's intentional.
What's that?
From the birds.
Yeah.
Sure, because green is like the grass. Gray is like asphalt. They're looking for us. They're looking for a target. You know, there's a great book that came out a couple of years ago, and it's still on Amazon. It's called What Bird Did That? And what it is that when you get those splats on your windshield, it'll identify, it shows pictures of different bird poops, so you could tell what bird did that on your windshield. It's called A Driver's Guide to Some Common Birds of North America.
And I'm sure there'll be an app for that, right?
I always feel bad for my mom, because at her school in North Hollywood, she has a lot of those, like, dark berry trees. So her bird poop is always pink, red, or purple, depending. It's never just like clear white bird poop. It's always colorful.
Hilarious.
Everybody's heard about the poop, 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 poop. It's, everybody's heard about the poop. Can you imagine if cows flew?
Oh, my gosh.
They could dent cars. I've seen what cows do.
Huh? What happens if cows could fly? Just something for you to visualize.
We'd be stinky.
It's okay, yep. All right, let's see. Heather probably is up next as she's preparing for the Beyond Good Day story time. And your stories, too, 800-510-8255. I got an email from actually somebody, Richie.
Yes.
Who wanted to know if they could sign up for story time.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually,
that might be a neat idea.
Pretty good idea. Exactly. Yeah. Why not? Have everybody in on the action, not just us and the fun that we have. Let's deal with something that is serious. Cholesterol problems. We all know that they lead to heart attacks, stroke, heart disease, cardiovascular problems. So it's no wonder that lots of cardiologists, when they find out about how good Cardiol works, are signing on to tell their patients about lowering your cholesterol 15 to 20% in just 30 days. Also, triglycerides by 20 to 30% in 30 days. The key ingredients in Cardiol are red yeast rice, omega-3s are in there as well, plus lots of other things that have been tested and verified by thousands of people to help you lower your cholesterol and lower your triglycerides. If you need this, and, you know, it isn't that you have high counts, but this is a good maintenance program to be on. That's why I like it. Cardiol is natural, it's safe, and it works. What else do you want? And, by the way, it's free. You get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, available at 888-809-6424, or you can click on the web, Dr. Ken's free trial, at cardiol.net/Doug. That's cardiol.net/DOUG, or call toll free 888-809-6424, because you don't want cholesterol to risk your future. You want to get in on the program, get the first 30 days free, you pay shipping and handling, that's it. Cardiol.net/Doug, Dr. Ken's free trial, or 888-809-6424.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the mosquito coat sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deed-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The star at the moment is Heather Bachmann, who has usually long and winding roads to take us down.
Always a long and winding road to travel. But this actually is a very, very good road for a homeless man who was actually barefoot at the time.
Really?
Speaking of roads, yes. He is popping into a local, this is in Texas, he's popping into a local state park to wash his feet at the river, you know, because he's hoofing it all day long. And lo and behold, he sees a bag and he kicks it. It jingles. He opens it. It's $77,000 in bills and also gold South African coins.
Wow.
Woohoo! Payday for him. So he jets over to the bank, tries to cash it in, and the teller says, you know what? You have to wait until the bills dry, so hold on a second. She then calls the cops, so then they confiscate it from this homeless guy who found it, right? And so then they go through this whole big thing. They put it in the newspaper trying to find somebody and yada, yada, yada. Well, the good news is that while our homeless man is sleeping it off, so to speak, in the local jail of this small town, it is decided that he gets to, under Texas law, finder keeper law, gets to keep the $77,000.
Is there a waiting period at all?
It didn't disclose what the waiting period was, but I guess they the FBI got involved. They put it in the newspaper. Lots of people came forward, and
you know,
they made every effort, basically.
Right. Okay.
One of the things that bugs me about small town flat-footed policemen, not to say that they all are this way, but it's pretty typical.
I'm going to go ahead and generalize here.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, it's specifically focused on the town of Berlin, Massachusetts. Where one of the, I'm there all the time, probably 2-3 times a week, because it has a tractor repair shop where I bring a lot of stuff to get filled. Probably 450, 500 people live in this town, maybe 600. They have two policemen, two police cruisers, and they wander around, they drive around town all day looking for trouble. And the other day, there's a circle in the middle of the town when you go through it. Both police cars were stopped in front of the common with a black man who had a backpack on. And as near as I could tell, they were trying to figure out what a black man was doing in their town with a knapsack on his back.
Profiling, are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that a lot of these smaller towns, when they have too many policemen, why do you need two policemen for 400 or 500 people? I suppose you need somebody overnight. But I mean, they have two on each shift. And they have nothing, there's nothing to do, literally. So they go chase people like this around. And it is profiling. I think it happens everywhere. I think you can use profiling to the positive, but in this circumstance, I believe that it was negative. And, but going back to what Jennifer said, if you want to get stopped in a red car, a black guy driving a red car with a white woman, always going to get stopped. 21 past the hour. Yeah.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical an anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government. By offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, with the stories that are important that you may not hear elsewhere. Roberta is going to bring us into the land of turtledom in a few minutes, but before we get to her turtles, we got Richie, who is fast approaching with his heavy breathing.
You know, I'm a little disturbed by the retail trend that is going on. Doug, when you rock down to Electric Avenue, where is it that you go to buy your electronics devices?
If I'm in Los Angeles, I go to Fry's.
Okay.
If I am around the East Coast, probably Big Buy. If I can
Best
find
Buy.
A small, I'm sorry, yeah, Best Buy.
Okay.
If I can, or Costco. I bought this computer at Costco last week.
Okay.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Very
How
good.
About you?
I'm with Doug. Probably Fry's or Best Buy.
Okay. Roberta?
Usually online.
Okay. Heather?
The only thing I'd add in is Micro Center.
Micro Center. Okay. Mm-hmm. Roberta will probably be the only one whose life won't change over the next 10 years. All the rest of us, get ready for a lot of your electronics stores to say goodbye. Best Buy has been dropping an average of 2.6% in sales over the last 5 years and struggling. Their CEO has resigned, and the guy who opened the chain originally is getting ready to leave while they try to revamp. Walmart and Target are shooting heavy at trying to kill Best Buy and Micro Center and all the rest of them. And online sales of computers have risen about 14% a year for the last 5 years, meaning basically you will not have a digital store or digital outlet to go buy things. You will have to go buy it at the Walmart right next to the kids' bikes, and you will have to buy it from somebody who knows
about kids' bikes.
I'm out.
There won't be any options. I mean, if this trend continues, all of the micro places will be gone.
This is like this is the same trend as brought us around to buying the garbage that we get from China. The big companies get bigger and bigger and bigger. Walmart projects itself as being this wonderful national company. It's a great place to work.
So here's what they're trying to do to combat it.
Who's they? Best Buy.
Any of the electronics outlets.
Yeah.
Obviously, you walk by an Apple store and you see the joint. It's mobbed. When have you ever walked into an Apple store and it's empty?
Then have to wait for some next person. It's like going to the Verizon stores.
Right. So what they're trying to do is make it an experience. When you go in there, when you walk into the Apple store, there's iPads all over the place to play with games, and there's computers all over the place, and they all have a kids station, so your kids can go sit down and play games on the little fun balls and everything like that and play with that. And there's electronic stores in the Chicago area where they have games and movies and all going on to make it more of an experience, and that's what they're trying to do to keep going. But my question to you is, Doug, if you knew that you had to go to Amazon or walk into Walmart to buy a computer, how comfortable would you be with that?
I wouldn't do it.
No,
I'm not going to Walmart to buy stuff like that. I honestly have no feeling for Amazon one way or another. I've never bought anything from Amazon yet in my life. Roberta, I know you swear by it.
I buy
stuff from them.
Everything on Amazon. And one of the reasons why is I belong to Amazon Prime, so you get stuff in 2 days.
Free shipping, right.
Free shipping. And also, their return policy is so easy. I mean,
but what about
the
see it, touch it, feel it aspect of everything?
I like that.
But there's some things you don't need to see, touch, and feel. You don't need to see, touch, and feel books. You don't need to see, touch, and feel an iPad. You know what it is.
But you know what? When I go to the bookstore, I like to and just peruse and
but you can do that on Amazon.
No, you can't walk around in
the
store.
No, but you can peruse. You absolutely can.
It's
peruse.
Not
sometimes
an experience,
you can, though.
You can
read the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that on Amazon. And they'll also suggest other books that you might be interested in that are similar.
It's
which
more
is
of the impersonification of America.
I love it.
Take away people. Any kind of human connection.
My friend was going apoplectic this weekend over self-service lines at the grocery store saying it's not my job.
But I love
28
that.
28 pounds. Good day.
If there were a Hall of Fame for big, it would include the Big Bang. Big waves, big foot, and of course, the big 4th of July appliance event at Sears. Starting Friday, Sears is the one place to save big on all 10 of the top 10 brands. Get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. This is big. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 6/29 through 7/7.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back with a focus on things you can stick in your mind, courtesy of the never forgettable. Is that never forgettable? Yeah, that's a good. That's unforgettable. It's only one step up the ladder from unforgettable, right? Never forgettable.
Never.
If you
ever
are unforgettable, are you never forgettable?
Never.
I think that would apply. So that would also apply to Roberta and Heather, and Jennifer and Richie. Roberta always comes to the rescue. When we're in need of something you thought you heard the most bizarre thing there is to hear. No, there's always something more bizarre, thanks to Roberta.
Yeah.
All right, Roberta.
Turtle power today.
I got a story about Lonesome George. How many
Bush?
Of you knew? No.
Oh, you
no,
mean
not
the monkey?
Bush. No, but Bush moved at about the same pace as Lonesome George.
This is the movie. This is wasn't Lonesome George is a book?
No, no, no.
Curious George.
No, that's Curious George.
Yeah.
This is Lonesome George. Lonesome George was the last of a species of Galapagos turtles. Kind of like George Bush, last of a species, but. There's my political comment for the day. But he died.
He heard
Lonesome George. Lonesome George, at the age of 100, died, which actually is not that old for this type of giant tortoise. They can live to be 200 years old.
Yeah, right.
In fact, they said that Lonesome George was about at his sexual prime at 100 years old. But they tried several times to, get little Lonesome Georges. They had a couple of female tortoises, giant tortoises, that were very closely related to Lonesome George. And, they did have success in getting them to like each other, but when they laid the eggs, they weren't fertile, unfortunately. So Lonesome George, he was a subspecies of giant tortoise from the Pinta Islands in the Galapagos. And at one time, they were in the hundreds of thousands, these tortoises. They were all over the place. But unfortunately, they were overfished for their meat and for their shells. And Lonesome George, that's why they called him Lonesome, was the last of his kind. And the world is less diverse now because of Lonesome George. They're going to embalm him. They're thinking they're going to embalm him. They're going to put him on display. He was a huge attraction in the Galapagos Islands. People would come. Galapagos gets about 180,000 visitors a year, and they would all come to see Lonesome George.
Can't they clone him?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I was thinking about that, and I'm sure they have some pieces of Lonesome George hanging around that are, like, frozen or something.
What about the shell? Like, how many eyeglasses do you think you get out of that?
Well, you know what they're doing now with the shells? They're actually defacing a lot of the shells of these giant turtles because that way they lose their value to poachers.
Because
there are other giant tortoises like at the Madagascar Islands that are just really, you know, in danger because of poaching, just like a lot of the elephants are in danger on the mainland of Africa because of poaching for their tusks. So sometimes they're actually cutting off elephants' tusks so that the poachers don't kill the elephants to save them. Yeah.
So George could pull a pretty penny postpartum. Yeah.
Gosh, here we go.
Oh, goodness. Pieces of George can do a pretty
particular part.
Particular pieces of George, yes. So, unfortunately, say a prayer for a Lonesome George. That's why he was lonesome, because he was the only one of his kind. And he died.
Sad news.
Well, maybe he's lonesome no more where he is.
Have you ever had turtle soup in a turtle shell?
Ew. Oh, gosh, no.
Can't say I have, nor do I want to.
Oh, no.
Roberta, I can't eat turtle soup, Roberta.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe
well, I would eat small turtle soup. Actually, you know, when you go to Chinatown and you go to the Chinatown supermarkets, which is like an experience in and of itself, they've got live green, I think they're called pig nose turtles because their noses look like pigs. They've got live ones. They're about a foot long, and they sell them for food. And I always feel sorry for them swimming around. I kind of like turtles, you know, but...
How do you off a turtle if you're cooking it?
I don't know. Off, maybe?
Oh. No.
Like, my dad used to cook live eels, and what we would do is we would grab it by the tail and, like, smash its head against the wood, the concrete steps, and that would kill them immediately.
So you think.
We never did that with turtles. You have to be real fast, too, when you grab them by the tail. So by the end of the eel, and going to go, whack.
You just ain't right, man.
Disgusting. I know.
But turtles, I don't know. No. I had a pet red ear slider at one point.
And then the one animal Roberta won't eat is the turtle.
The one animal. We found one animal that Roberta won't grab its head and snap its neck off to make it food for her snake.
This is disgusting.
It's a turtle, yes.
All right, let's talk about something that's good. Thanks for nothing, Roberta. It's 21 before the hour on Good Day. Today at DougStephan.com from today's show. Remember the story of Brooke Wallace? We talked about her a week or so ago. She made a dress for this year's prom out of duct tape.
Yeah.
Remember that story? The whole dress was... All right. So she spent 200 hours designing this prom dress. Looks kind of like something you'd wear to a Western hoedown or something. The fellow that helped her, his name is Mark Ayward, 42 rolls of duct tape the two of them used. And she got a lot of attention. In fact, apparently she's going to get $5,000 and maybe even $10,000 scholarship money awarded through the national contest called Stuck at the Prom 2012. And she knew about this, and it was sponsored by Duck Brand Duct Tape. Apparently nobody else did, so she's one of the few people that actually went to the trouble of making
so cool.
A duct tape outfit because she knew she would be eligible for the prize, which originally was supposed to be $5,000, but they thought that her dress was so good, they're thinking about giving her an additional $5,000. And by the way, how much publicity has she gotten for building her dress out of duct tape?
Tons.
Everybody's talking about it. So $10,000 is cheap. They ought to give her $100,000. They ought to give her a complete...
Give her royalties for the...
Either that or a complete college education.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 is nothing. There were apparently 10... finishers, or what are they not? They would be
finalists.
Thank you. Yeah, in this, they use different color duct tape, and that's again. This was all to promote duct tape, and there have been. I bought some camouflage tape.
They have some really cool ones. I saw them at Lowe's recently, and I just had no reason to buy it, but I just wanted to.
It is leopard print. I have leopard print duct tape.
Yeah, my niece and her friend did this where they...
What, the duct tape dress?
The duct tape dresses.
Did they?
It was like mini skirts and tube top type things.
Pretty cool,
Yeah, it was like...
The wrap dresses like, that look like duct tape are in, so it's kind of cool you'd save the money and do it with tape.
Yeah. I just think, we're critical a lot of youngsters, teenagers and stuff, but there are plenty of them that are very creative and very smart, and they kind of get into it. And
can you imagine taking it off?
Oh!
If you have hair, probably not so much fun.
No.
So if you put the dress on, make sure you shave your legs.
I think that they had the duct tape face on the outside of the inside of the clothes as well.
Oh, phew. I thought it was stuck right to your skin.
No.
That would be ridiculous.
What? You thought that the dress was applied to the body. Yes. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Like real duct tape dresses.
No. Not quite, though, Jennifer. But thanks for the idea anyway. That's something. Yeah.
Too bad. I know.
All right.
I want a refund.
We'll be talking about what the threads are of conversation on Facebook and Twitter, plus news from New Hampshire. They used to call it Cow Hampshire when I was a kid. Not so many cows there anymore. But as a matter of fact, there probably aren't going to be too many post office trucks there anymore either. Story from New Hampshire coming right up. 17:45 on Good Hour on Good Day. Good Day. It's the Good Hour of Good Day.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deed-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now, 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather and Roberta and Jennifer. And Rich, email DougSteffen.com or any of the members of the clan here. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. So who's following what? Jennifer on Twitter?
Yeah, a couple of things trending on Twitter. And what I think is so funny is Roberta actually has her pulse on society.
Wow, that's so sweet.
The top trending item on Twitter is R.I.P. Lonesome George.
Aww.
So there you go. Also R.I.P. Michael Jackson right underneath Lonesome George. I don't know if that's an insult or not. Wimbledon also trending
right
now.
Well, he's been dead for 3 years, so how long
is he? Michael now.
Yeah, it's his anniversary of his death day today. Over on Yahoo, trending Marco Rubio's number one, Alex Trebek number two, Russell Brand. Ugliest dog is trending at number four, and the stock market at number five.
The ugliest dog's name is Mugly.
Yeah,
Mugly?
And that's an ugly dog name, by the way.
Mugly.
Mugly.
And he is pretty ugly, by the way. Ugly picture. Yeah.
Mugly, now, why is your Yahoo trending different than mine? Mine is Kate Middleton, Julian Assange, Woody Allen.
Assange is number six for me.
Okay, Aaron Sorkin. Stock market, Toronto flash mob, Russell Brand oil prices.
Is it geographical?
I would think.
Why did they give me Julian Assange?
I had him too, but at number six.
Okay.
Is he getting? Is he going to trial? What is going on with him? Why is he?
Before he agrees to be extradited, he wants to where was it that he's being charged with rape or something? Child molestation. He wants to
Ecuador.
Ecuador. Yeah, he wants to make sure that that they will not give him over to the United States.
Really?
Now,
Professor.
I didn't know that when you are in danger of being extradited that you could negotiate your terms.
Depends on how corrupt the government is.
Yeah. Okay, here's your negotiation. Clink, clink, and here you go.
I think it depends on how corrupt the country is.
Or if you have information to
supply
them.
Plain and simple. Yeah, right. All right, so that's Twitter. What's on Facebook?
There's some cool stuff on Facebook, and actually, you've got to go on there to see. Janet Mattson posted a picture of the Hillbilly motorcycle. I think it's hysterical. You have to go on there to see it. And also, just an FYI, if you're not seeing the Doug Steffen come up in your feeds anymore, make sure you go on. Above it, just hover over the like button for Doug Steffen, and make sure you click it to like it to show in news feeds. So otherwise you're not going to see it because they changed it recently. So
don't forget your big idea, Heather. You've got to tell people to check that out.
Yeah, we got a ladies' night out coming up. Magic Mike is set to debut this weekend in movie theaters near you with a little eye candy for
the
ladies.
You mean
the
guys that look like me that are dancing?
Exactly, on tables
just
and
like
stuff.
You.
Right.
Okay.
Your body doubles, basically. And we are going to do
so
a virtual...
So many cruel jokes here. I could just be watching at you right now.
A virtual ladies' night out. So across the country, ladies, get your babysitters lined up, get your girls together, and get your party on. Go
We're
out Friday night for the debut. Take a picture of your friends and post it on Facebook on Sunday and give your review and any other sordid stories that might happen that night.
All right, so that's the kind of stuff we have on Twitter, huh?
That's on everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Magic Mike, is that what it's called, the movie?
Magic Mike, yeah.
And beside, what's his face?
Your son's friend is in that. And Matthew McConaughey.
Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm. I said at the beginning, when I first saw him, I thought, this guy, this can't be this guy's name, his real name. It was taken from two showbiz personalities or something. Come on. Tatum O'Neill and what's her face?
Channing.
Stockard Channing, yeah. Right. Well, who was the one who was in on Broadway forever? What was her? Channing. Roberta. Who is the woman?
Stockard Channing.
No, Channing.
Carol Channing.
That's it, Carol Channing. Who never saw a plastic surgeon she didn't like. See, I think she was the forerunner to today's messes that are done plastic surgery-wise.
I just walked down the hallway here, and we have all the TVs here at the big radio network.
Right.
And I look up, and there's Joan Rivers, looking about 40.
Yeah.
And she's 80. She looks awesome.
She gets better and better.
I mean, her face doesn't move when she talks. But
right. Other than that, it's all right. All right, story at DougSteffen.com today from New Hampshire. A post office, for example, in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire, recently put out a sign. They are open from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 every morning. That's it.
Don't miss it.
Yep. Postal Service is holding a meeting in other towns so the residents will understand that they're going to cut back on their service. So one person in the district delivers all the mail, puts all the mail up, and will be happy to talk to you every morning from 10:15 to 10:45.
On their pony, right?
Yeah, or he'll answer your email. Have you ever sent an email to somebody at the post office? I'd like to try to do that. Richie, see if you can figure out how to do that, will you?
I'll work on that for you.
Yeah, email to the
postmaster extraordinaire.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've had a lot of variety here today. Do you not agree? Great variety in conversation and stories. Perfect. Mm-hmm. What an inspiration you all are. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The Good Day team on the air at 51 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Much rain in the southeast. Thanks to Debbie, no rain at all in the west. Really needed. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start in the west. About 20 wildfires still burning in at least a half dozen states. The conditions continue to be ripe for wildfires. Extreme heat, low humidity, and it's dry, to say the least. Fire crews across Colorado battling more than a dozen fires in that state alone, including the High Park Fire near Fort Collins, which has now charred over 81,000 acres over the past 2 weeks. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn says weather-wise, there's no let up in the heat, no rain in sight.
It continues to be very hot and very dry. Temperatures where the fires are occurring around the Colorado Springs area up around 100 today, and there is no mention of precipitation. Any precipitation is going to stay out of the forecast as high pressure continues to build towards the area.
Precipitation and too much of it is what they do have in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, all thanks to Tropical Storm Debbie churning slowly in the Gulf of Mexico. Florida's Gulf Coast getting slammed with strong wind gusts and downpours over the weekend, even tornadoes that have claimed at least one life in Highlands County, Florida. This resident says there was barely any warning.
It all happened really fast in a matter of 30 seconds. We just saw a bunch of wind pick up. We were shoved into the bathroom. Scared half to death, so it was pretty traumatic.
Tropical Storm Debbie has weakened just a bit over the past 24 hours and is not expected to actually hit land until this Thursday, while dumping 1 to 2 feet of rain over Florida's panhandle and northern Florida as well. As we mentioned, the neighboring states of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana also feeling the effects of Debbie. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new week on Wall Street after a rocky week last week, although the stock market did finish on the positive side last Friday. The Dow up 67 points, closing the week at 12,641. S&P adding 10 points. NASDAQ rose 33. Oil prices jumped $1.56 a barrel on Friday to $79.76. Can the court come to order, please? In this case, we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court preparing to issue more rulings this week with health care and immigration at the top of everyone's watch list. The High Court could rule as early as today on the constitutionality of President Obama's landmark 2010 health care reform law. A ruling on Arizona's tough new immigration law also pending. The state law designed to give police broad new authority to detain people who are suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Business at the box office over the weekend. Disney's Pixar Studios with another hit.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
I don't know.
The animated movie Brave, pulling in $66.7 million in its opening weekend, number one at the box office. Closing notes, some interesting contests held over the weekend. First in Washington, D.C. Oh, that smells good. Barbecue on the grill. Chefs from across the country going spatula to spatula. Go ahead, tell me what you have there.
Pulled pork, chicken, steak, watermelon, ice cream, a frankfurter, sweet potato fries, and a big piece of lamb. I'm very excited.
You're excited, and I'm drooling. The barbecue battle featuring lots of winners raising over $100,000 for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. And heading west to Petaluma, California, the 24th annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest held over the weekend. Renowned pet psychic Sonia Fitzpatrick made the announcement. Even she didn't see this one coming.
Yes, well, it's been a very difficult decision.
Yes.
And I have to say that it's Mugly.
Mugly! Mugly, an 8-year-old Chinese crested, beat out 29 other competitors. Mugly and its owner flew in from Britain for this contest. We're told Mugly is a rescue dog that does therapy work with children. Mugly so ugly, he's cute. Or is it she? Nobody wants to get that close to check. So cute. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to
research, those are not bubbles.
Document can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. Hey, get Good Day to Go.
Welcome to DougStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a Good Day to Go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DougStaffin.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.